Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Tuned in to Radio Free Readout. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, and I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your host. Oh my goodness, when it rains, it pours. I am so sorry. Tonight, we were supposed to be covering Prepping 101, but I had a very close friend of the family that was very recently dealt a tragic blow within the family. It's a worst case scenario situation and absolutely devastating. So I try to manage my time to be as efficient as possible with what little time I have. And the time I had designated to organize, compile, and outline the Prepping 101 material for the broadcast tonight and the resources for all of you was exactly when I was needed by my friend. And also earlier this afternoon. So for a large portion of the afternoon, it really took me out of the picture. So it didn't get done. Of course, when a very close friend and dear friend is faced with a tragedy like on this level, my response is, radio show? What radio show? So what we're going to do is this. Tonight is what we might call a commo check. Someone, usually me, goes on the air no matter what in order to maintain a consistent presence here every Sunday evening. And tonight, I'll be covering the news and commentary like normal. It might actually take just a little bit of extra time with it. And then we'll be re-airing the commo check that Violette Sabo did several months ago in week 13. So once again, I hope you had a blessed week. Congratulations for those of you making progress toward your plans to relocate to the American Redoubt. Congratulations to those of you who just earned your ham radio operator's license. And to those of you who are not licensed, congratulations on the purchase of your first ham radio. Now, since we're talking about that, real quick, because we haven't mentioned it for a while, we have a standardized communications plan for redoubters and preppers to use in the event of a major emergency when normal communications like cell phones, the internet, possibly landline telephones might not be working. And that communications plan is called CH3 or Channel 3. Whether you have an FRS, MERS, or CB radio, in case of a major catastrophic event, preppers and redoubters will be monitoring channel 3, whichever radio they happen to have. And that gives you the best chances of linking up with other like-minded folks for mutual support and aid, bartering, medical assistance, communications, networking, what have you. And additionally, that's where ham operators and relays will be rebroadcasting intelligence, news, and information that might be coming in from across the American Redoubt or across the country or the continent, and even in some cases from around the world. And you can learn more about that by clicking on the CH3 project tab and also the communications plan for preppers and redoubters tab. Both of those tabs located toward the top of the blog. Now, when I say toward the top of the blog, I'm talking about the Blogspot site, which is radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com. And I mention that because we're broadcasting live tonight on Sunday, March 10th, 2012 on Radio Free Redoubt's blogspot.com site. But for those of you listening to a downloaded version on an audio CD or the podcast version of today's show sometime down the road in the future, and you hear me say, click the CH3 tab at the top of the blog, that might confuse you because in the next few weeks we'll have our new website up and running and you will not be uploading, we will not be uploading new material to the current Blogspot site once that's up and running. You'll probably be visiting us at the new website looking for a CH3 project tab and it won't be anywhere to be found. That's because it'll be found in a drop-down menu under a tab labeled inside RFR. And we'll explain all that when the time comes. Next week, we will be covering the topic, Prepping 101, no matter what, for real. And I really, really mean it this time. And of course, there we'll be talking, taking on the topic from a new prepper's perspective. For those of you who just had the light switch inside of you flip on, and you know you need to start somewhere, you feel like you're behind the curve, you don't even know where to begin, and now you're in panic mode. So just relax, because we're going to help you get organized. We're going to give you some tools and resources and a basic outline for a plan to get you off to a good start. Oh, and I had mentioned that we were hoping to be joined by a guest to talk about prepping and self-sufficient living from an expert's point of view, someone who's living it out daily. And we're on schedule to do that next week. And this will be a two-part series, next week being Prepping 101. The following week, Prepping 201, which is a step beyond just the basics and getting started. Now, I'd like to start having more guests come on the air to talk about different topics related to prepping and communications and redoubting and so on. So we look forward to doing that. If you're an expert in an area and you think you have some information that could benefit other redoubters, listeners, let us know. Maybe you absolutely hate your voice, which is a horrible excuse, but you prefer writing. You want to write a piece, maybe like a 500-word article on something that could benefit redoubters in some way, form, fashion, or another. Let us know. News and commentary. Not really news, but current events with a few John Jacob perspectives sprinkled throughout. Current events that could affect you living in the American Redoubt and for you OARs out there in occupied territory. First, we put out an alert earlier in the week passing along an announcement that NASA put out, warning of an X-class solar flare that hit the Earth throughout Thursday. Their concern and subsequent warning was that it could potentially be powerful enough to knock out cell phones, GPS, internet, the power grid, and other services. Well, thank the Lord, it turned out to be a glancing blow and not quite the significant event they warned that it could have been. So for many of us, it turned out to be nothing more than a great light show if you happen to see the Aurora Borealis. Several planes were diverted away from over-the-pole flights and were kept under 32,000 feet, according to some reports. I don't have any official information on that. But since then, NASA and other observatories have detected several more solar flares since then, erupting in various levels of intensity and duration and frequency. And they say they have their eyes on other ongoing solar storms on the sun's surface. And they say that we're not out of the woods yet. They expect more to follow as we head into another 11-year solar storm cycle that's expected to hit its peak sometime in 2013. Still, they warn a devastating blow from an X-class solar flare could very likely occur at any time during this current cycle. So, for those of you who don't know what that means, you can do a quick internet search on solar flares and bring yourselves up to speed pretty quick, which I recommend. And if you want to learn about the worst case scenario effects of an electromagnetic pulse, also known as an EMP, most of you have heard that term by now, you can read the book that should be a mandatory item on every prepper's bookshelf entitled 1 Second After. That's written by William Forshen. That'll wake you up. I put a link there under news and commentary in today's highlights and resources posting for today's show. It's episode 1210. That's the 10th broadcast in the year 2012. I click on the word solar flare alert information, and that'll take you to solarstormwarning.com, where you can learn more. Fox News reported this week that the Texas Redoubt, that's the whole state of Texas, is standing its ground against the Obama administration. The Texas State Legislature recently passed a law which pulled funding for clinics, many of them Planned Parenthood, a child dismemberment, mutilation, and torture service provider, pulled funding for clinics providing abortions. Yes. And so the Obama administration says it's defunding the health care program across the board so that now over 100,000 low-income women will not have health care coverage. And the funding would have supported all types of medical treatment, but not now. Thanks, Obama. Way to throw a bunch of women under the bus. The majority of the women whose medical needs had nothing to do with abortion. So, because in the Texas Redoubt, they believe in non-participation when it comes to funding clinics that murder children, everyone suffers. Hey, remember last week I covered a story about the IRS hitting a bunch of Tea Party groups with audits? Expensive, time-consuming audits? And mandating that they fill out invasive questionnaires. Well, the ACLU, that's the American Center for Law and Justice, the ACLJ, it's a faith-based organization that protects citizens, American citizens' constitutional rights. The ACLJ, American Center for Law and Justice, is stepping forward to represent nearly 20 Tea Party groups against what they believe to be a coordinated partisan attack. According to the ACLJ, a nonprofit legal group that works toward the ongoing viability of freedom and liberty in the United States and around the world, the IRS asked questions that violate the group's First Amendment free speech and association rights. Good. So good job, ACLJ. Jay Sekulow, chief counsel of the ACLJ, said the questions that the IRS is asking delve into issues pertaining to the subjects that members discuss, among other issues, and in what Sekulow dubs an intimidation campaign, he makes a comparison to similar actions that the IRS took against the NAACP in the 1950s. That sound means propaganda alert is in effect. This one was sent in by a listener from a Spokesman Review article out of Spokane, Washington, the largest city, I believe, in the American Redoubt. The Alabama-based crap-stirring organization with communist ties, the Southern Poverty Law Center, also known as the SPLC, is at it again. With the help of a willing, useful idiot who wrote the piece for the Spokesman Review, helping to propagate a mindset of fear of Americanism based on partial truth mixed with half-truth with a few misleading statements sprinkled about, all wrapped around a small kernel of truth. And the piece starts off with an inflammatory headline, Extremist Groups Burgeon. Burgeon, that means to grow rapidly or to expand. And it says, report, number of militias, 8 times the 2008 count. Of course, they label any two guys who go out shooting together and say, communism sucks while they're at the range. They're officially a militia, according to the SPLC. At least it seems that way. And these people should be watched, monitored. This was written by Megan Cuniff from the Spokesman Review. The number of militias and other extremist movements in the inland Northwest and across the country continues to rise, according to a new report from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Thanks for the new report, Southern Poverty Law Center. The report released Thursday by the Alabama-based nonprofit that tracks hate groups and extremists said the number of militia and anti-government groups in the United States soared to 1,274 last year from 149 back in 2008. And that includes 50 in Washington and 23 in Idaho. See, here they start right out the gate with spin. First of all, the SPLC is far from nonprofit. I mean, they might be classified as nonprofit from the IRS's perspective, but these guys have made a fortune off chasing the KKK in the South a couple times 40 years ago, and then riding that wave, creating boogeymen to justify their existence. ever since. We'll do an expose sometime on some of these so-called civil rights groups. We'll expose their communist ties and some of their other nefarious activities. Anyway, when they say militia, that's misleading. They don't define what they mean by militia here. And other extremist movements. What the heck is that? That could be anything. Because the way they define extremist movement, they're actually correct. You know, you homeschoolers, you Tea Party people, you radicals that demand the government actually follow the Constitution, that's pretty extreme. So yes, they're right. By their definition, other extremist movements are on the rise. But why demonize the Inland Pacific Northwest? I mean, they report extremism on the rise in the Northwest and across the country. If it's on the rise across the country, why don't they just say it's on the rise across the country? Why don't they report that extremism is on the rise in Dearborn, Michigan and across the country, or in Texas and across the country, or Arizona? That's because the American Redoubt, the states in the Inland Pacific Northwest, is a hotbed of constitution-respecting, liberty-cherishing, conservative American patriots. And we are an obstacle to their Marxist agenda. And the article goes on. Fueled by economic troubles and antagonism toward President Barack Obama, there has been a, quote, dramatic expansion of the radical right in recent years, said Mark Potok, senior fellow at the center. That's because socialism and communism is beginning to wake the sleeping giant. That's conservatives that have been silent for a long time. Conservative patriots who see their country being eroded. You bet there's a dramatic expansion of conservative American patriots. Radical right. Have you ever seen this guy, Mark Potok? He looks like some kind of mad scientist, liberal hippie crossover that just got out of bed. He looks like he got his suit coat out of the dirty clothes pile on the floor and brushed the potato chip crumbs off and asked himself, I'm running a little low on funds. Who can I sue today? Well, he says, for many extremists, President Obama is the new symbol of all that's wrong with the country. Well, actually, he's the epitome of what's wrong with the country. Socialism and unserviceable debt, which is the grand potentate's administrative policy, are just a couple of things that are, quote, wrong with the country, in my opinion. Anyway, you can read the rest of the story for yourselves. You're all smart enough to read right through the left-wing rhetoric. They're hate profiteers, in my estimation. We'll talk more about them and their kind in the future. And also, I just posted another link to another article very closely related to this one that was put out by the SPLC, talking about extremist hate groups and so on and so forth. You might want to look down that list. You will probably find yourself somewhere in there. And of course, they're influencing some of the other police state measures, like Department of Homeland Security, some of these fusion centers that are defining terrorists or potential homegrown terror threats. Is people that homeschool, people that vote for third-party candidates, people that support Ron Paul or Chuck Baldwin or talk about the Constitution, so on and so forth. You guys all heard this stuff before. But do you know that under the Department of Homeland Security, a lot of the training of our law enforcement agencies are done using keynote speakers from the Southern Poverty Law Center with grant money? We're paying our federal, state, and local sheepdogs, our trusted warriors, to be indoctrinated by these clowns, teaching them that anyone who quotes the Constitution is an extremist. Or if you believe the Bible in its entirety, you're an extremist. I could go on and on about this one. It's infuriating. Just remember to pray for our servicemen in uniform, both in law enforcement and in the military. that they'll have the courage to see through, the wisdom to see through the indoctrination, the tactics of anti-Americans that they're trying to use to indoctrinate them, and pray that they'll have the courage to make the right decision and keep their oaths when the time comes. In other news, just to the south of the American Redoubt, Utah legislature passes bill requiring abstinence-only sex education or none at all. Talking about a sex education bill that allows schools to decide whether they will teach students about human sexuality. And in the event that they do, it requires that they use abstinence-only instruction materials. The bill now goes to the governor for approval. And that may have already gotten the required signature by this point. The Salt Lake City Tribune reports supporters of the bill, which passed 19-10 in the Senate, believe that the details of sex education should be left to parents. Wow, that's a novel idea. That's revolutionary. And finally, before we take a break in here in a few minutes, I've received a few letters from listeners about the Republican caucuses that were held in three of the Redoubt states, Idaho, Wyoming, and Washington, last Tuesday, also known as Super Tuesday. And everyone's saying, what's wrong with you people? Mitt Romney? Are you kidding? You people voted Mitt Romney in as your choice? Oh, no, we did not. I've included three links in today's highlights and resources posting that show the results in each of those states. When you click on those links, they'll take you to an interactive map that shows how each county voted. Now, Wyoming doesn't show that. It just shows the entire state. It's not broken down by counties. But Washington and Idaho's is. When you look at Idaho's, for example, you might notice a very distinct line where Romney won. Some have suggested that's where the boundary for the American Redoubt should be redrawn, cutting southern Idaho out. Well, we're leaving things out just the way they are right now, so calm down. Remember, southern Idaho is strongly pro-Romney. Romney is Mormon. Southern Idaho is strongly Mormon. Now, if you haven't noticed by now, I haven't mentioned politics as far as candidates go on the federal level, especially in the presidential race. And there's a reason for that. Since Reagan, every president has taken us closer to globalism and away from Americanism, Republican or Democrat. And Reagan wasn't perfect either. I loved that man, still do. But I certainly didn't agree with him on everything. But now I've lost confidence in our leadership at that level. And I think that squabbling about who should be president will only bring division among the patriots. Because as a nation, conservatives are split five ways or more over just who the Republican candidate should be. It's only caused division. And the liberals are loving it. Rick Santorum's the closest thing to reflecting my own personal views, followed by Ron Paul, but I have serious issues with both of them. And what's sad is when I look at the top four choices today, I can't help but to ask, this is it? Out of 300 million people, these are our choices? I believe, as a Christian, that there are such powerful forces on a spiritual level that are in motion on so many levels. But I believe that what we're battling is bigger than simply casting a vote or rallying behind one guy that we all had to settle on because we'd rather have a moderate, soft, big government Republican than Obama. Then we hire this Republican to get in there and we keep drifting farther to the left. Here's what I think. If Obama's in office, the conservative masses are roused. The push toward communism and socialism is so blatant with this administration. People are getting riled up and they're taking action. They're getting involved. They're joining Tea Party movements. They're writing their senators. They're awake. If any of the others get in, I guarantee the majority of the conservatives will slip right back into cruise control. They'll doze off again. We're headed that way anyway. I don't know. I'm just so frustrated with it all. Don't get me wrong. On election day, I'll cast my vote on principle. I'll have a clear conscience knowing I did my part. But there are some dark forces at work at that level. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's from Ephesians 6:12. You think they were onto something? You think Paul was onto something when he wrote that? Well, that's irrelevant. That was 2,000 years ago. We're a much more evolved society now. Yeah, right. Human nature hasn't changed. The only thing that's changed in 2,000 years is technology. People are the same backstabbing. I'll just get started. Okay. We're up against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our fight isn't in the voting booth. The voting booth is where skirmishes take place, no doubt. But the battles, if we have any hope of prevailing, need to be fought on our knees. Maybe I'm just over cynical. But the presidential race arena is a sham. It's smoke and mirrors to make us think we have some control over the process. But those principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness are on all levels, especially among the corporate media conglomerates that are brainwashing the masses. They're blinded. They have a veil over their eyes. Our so-called institutions of higher learning that we hand our children over to and pay them six figures to turn our kids against us. And the communist ideology-driven union leadership and the leftist revolution organizations that are all working toward a common goal, to destroy Americanism. That's my take. All right, we're going to take a break in just a moment. I just want to take a minute to remind you to join the American Redoubt Network. If you haven't done so already, get connected. Also, we're working on the framework for a Patriot-owned, business-friendly business directory. If you know of a business that fits that description, or if you own a business and would like to get placed in the directory that we'll be posting here in a few, probably by April 1st, so others of like mind can support your business, let us know. We'd be happy to get you added. Doesn't cost anything. If you want to advertise, do paid advertising, that's different. But to get your name on the business directory, it's free. One more thing. If you're interested in advertising with Radio Free Redoubt, either on the website or during the broadcast, email us at marketing@radiofreeredoubt.com. We'd be happy to get you the information to help you do that. Okay, we'll be right back with a combo check from week 13 with Violette Sabo. And then I'll let her just take the show right out to the end from there. So don't forget to catch the post-broadcast show and the old-time radio episode of Cloak and Dagger, real-world tales from agents in the OSS during World War II. You all have a blessed week and keep the emails of support coming in. God bless you and yours. Good night.
The budget should be balanced. The treasury should be refilled. Public debt should be reduced. The arrogance of officialdom should be tempered and controlled. And the assistance to foreign lands should be curtailed, lest the nation become bankrupt. People must again learn to work instead of living on public assistance. What a new and revolutionary idea. Can you guess who proposed this change in policy? If you were thinking Ronald Reagan, guess again. Abraham Lincoln? Keep going. Thomas Paine? Nope. Go back about 18 centuries. It was author and philosopher Marcus Tullius Cicero, referring to Rome about 50 years or so before Christ was born. Yeah, I know. That's how I felt. Will we ever learn? I'm Violet Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
In the event of a disaster, the likelihood of communications going down, such as cell phone services, is very high. To communicate using your CB radio, MERS radio, FRS, or GMRS personal two-way radio, simply tune to Channel 3. Click on the CH3 Project button on the Radio Free Redoubt blog to learn more.
Hi, this is Evelyn with a communication tip in a minute from Radio Free Readout. An AMRON volunteer relay is the valuable link between different types of communications. Someone with an FRS radio, for example, can't hear valuable information being transmitted by someone else on a CB radio. The relay is that link, with at least two separate types of radios. The most effective AMRON relay volunteers are those who can link ham operators with non-ham operators. If you're a relay, you should set a goal to have, at a minimum, a receiver capable of monitoring HF, which is high frequency, also known as shortwave, or a scanner for monitoring UHF and VHF traffic. This has been a public service announcement to support the CH3 Project and AMRON, the American Readout Radio Operators Network.
If you serve your country either in law enforcement or in the military and you are a patriot, love liberty, and want to do your part in preserving what made America great and free, join Oath Keepers today.
Hi, you've just tuned into Radio Free Readout, the voice of the emerging American Readout movement. And I'm Violette Sabo, sitting in for John Jacob Schmidt tonight. As you know, he's not able to be with us tonight, but I just spoke with him, and he said to tell you all hi. So here's a shout out to all of you faithful listeners from John. Thanks for being with us tonight, and thank you for all your words of encouragement and for listening. As many of you already know, one of the missions of Radio Free Readout, besides promoting the American Readout movement, is to maintain a consistent voice across the mountain states of Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Eastern Oregon, and Eastern Washington, which is what we mean when we say American Readout. It's the strongly conservative pocket of God-fearing American patriots who hold to traditional American ideals as the economic and social situation in America deteriorates. Our hope is to form a safe haven or a refuge, also known as a readout, where people of like mind can congregate or concentrate in order to preserve the values and beliefs we all cherish. And that's important because, like I've said before in my Words to Live By, Points to Ponder, and Ideals Which Define Us segments, once liberty is lost, it's lost forever. And it's not just liberty that's disappearing. It's the American ideals that we love that's disappearing. And that scares me because I'm a college student. And even among older adults, I see an apathy or even hostility toward my traditional American Judeo-Christian ideals. And it's even more prevalent in my generation. We're supposed to be tolerant of ideals that are hostile to Americanism, and patriots are being made out to be the enemy of the state and of the people. Anyway, that's what we're about, to restore those patriotic American ideals if we can. But if we can't, and things have deteriorated too far, and America can't be restored, then to preserve those values and ideals within the American readout. And of course, an American patriot readout that'll emerge across the country in the coming years. Now, tonight is going to be an extra short broadcast. It's what John Jacob Schmidt calls a commo check. It's a brief broadcast where someone from Radio Free Readout will appear on the air to keep our commitment of keeping a consistent presence every week, to let you know we're here, that the movement is still alive, that it's growing, and that we want to keep encouraging those of you, and so many, who are making your plans to get out of wherever you might be coming from, to come to the American Readout. There are people from all over the country making their moves, from Seattle to San Francisco, from Fresno to Missouri, and from Arizona to Chicago. Hundreds of people and families that are relocating to the American Readout. That's pretty amazing, really. Mr. Rawls from Survival Blog really started something. Anyway, during tonight's commo check, I'm just going to make it brief, but I want to talk about the American Readout movement and the role and vision of Radio Free Readout. John Jacob Schmidt, I think, has done a great job of helping to promote the American Readout movement. I really love the way he mixes things up with passion and conviction, but then his own style and humor thrown in where it's needed. I'm really grateful for everything everyone's done to help promote the American readout, because that's my only hope of having a future in a land that somewhat resembles the traditional American ideals I cherish. What's the alternative? Most of the rest of the country is headed down the path of communism, socialism, but even more dangerously, global socialism. And I think that's the most dangerous kind. Because before you could flee a socialist or communist country, even if you had to sneak out and escape, you knew there was hope. There was a different life out there, that there was a land that offered opportunity and liberty and ideals that allowed you to worship God openly and freely, where you could speak out against the government if it becomes too overreaching, where every citizen can be armed in order to ensure that freedom and those ideals. And the beacon of hope for the rest of the world has for generations been the United States of America. So if you wanted to stamp out any hope of having liberty, if you wanted to squash any idea among the populace that each man could pursue his dreams and passions and be free and independent, sovereign to carve out his own destiny and the destiny that his creator laid out for him, free from tyranny and control by government. Well, if you want to remove any hope among mankind, you first have to snuff out the lamp in the lighthouse. You have to kill the beacon of hope that makes people see this shining light called America and makes men and women say, I want that too. I want that for my family. I want that freedom. I want that for my country. If people embrace traditional American ideals, that's not good for globalism, for Marxism, for global socialism. They have to destroy the America we know and love. It's probably the biggest obstacle the globalists have. As long as people see American ideals, well, when they see globalism on one hand and American principles on the other, they want Americanism. So for globalism to prevail, it has to be the only option. It has to become the only solution, because as long as there are alternatives, like Americanism, people will always choose Americanism. And that is why America has to be destroyed, at least from the perspective of the globalists and Marxists. And I mean the real globalists, the people in high places that are designing, planning, and positioning themselves for their role and their little piece of power in the new order. I'm not talking about the lemmings being used by the globalists, like some of the morons in Hollywood or in our so-called institutions of higher learning, our colleges and universities. Those are what Lenin called useful idiots. Well, Lenin is widely accredited for that phrase. No one knows for sure which communist coined the phrase. Some people say, no, that was Stalin. Well, it doesn't really matter whether it was Stalin, Lenin, Mao, or Obama. People that swallow the globalist argument are indeed useful idiots to the globalist system. It drives me crazy when I see kids my age wearing Che Guevara t-shirts. They don't have any idea what they're asking for, and you can't convince them otherwise. They're so proud of their tolerance and open-mindedness. It's like some exotic attraction or something. I don't get it. Okay, I got off on a tangent again, but that's how I feel. I believe that America is being intentionally destroyed, and I believe, like John Jacob Schmidt and like so many of you, that the American readout, or something like it, might be the only hope of preserving traditional American ideals. I believe it will take God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots congregating into regions and drawing lines in the sand who are willing to say, this is where Americanism lives, and that there is no room for anything else. I believe that is what it will take to preserve it. Men and women who are willing to protect it all at all costs. Patriots who are willing to fight on every level, politically, socially, economically, legally, and if necessary, through force. It's my only hope of growing up in and raising my future children. Anything that resembles the American vision by our founding fathers. And I'm a direct descendant of two of this country's founding fathers, John Adams and Roger Sherman. I've been talking to John Jacob Schmidt about something over the last few weeks, and I think I've talked him into it. But I want to do a show sometime in the coming weeks about people my age living in America, and especially living in the American readout. because I've really been thinking about it a lot. And I've been thinking about the reality that we're watching history being made. We're watching what I call the fall of the Second Roman Empire. I just want to live and pursue my dreams and have a house and a family with kids and go to church and go on vacation. And I want to have the American dream. But it feels like that might not happen. It makes me feel like I'm being robbed of the future I've dreamed of. All because the 2 to 3 generations before me were looking the other way and let everything get stolen. Or, worse yet, that they are the ones who handed it over to America's enemies. That's not fair to me or my kids. But maybe God has something different in store for me. More than what I was able to dream on my own. Anyway, I'm kind of organizing my thoughts. I'd really like to talk about that. Youth and young adults in the American readout. We'll see. Anyway, I'm going to take a break here, see if I can figure out which one to click on. Okay. And then when we come back, I just want to take you on a tour of Radio Free Readout's blog to remind you of some of the resources that are available to you and some of our goals for the future and where we hope to see Radio Free Readout go. With your help, of course. I'm Violette Sabo, covering for John Jacob Schmidt this week, and I'll be right back.
If you're an amateur radio operator and you believe in the American Readout movement, contact us today to find out how you can join the American Readout Radio Operators Network.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary, the way I see it. State sovereignty is back in the news, and many people agree that we need to recover the lost art of freedom. But how do we do that? Many ideas have been thrown out there, but one of the best that I heard over the summer is what I and 15 other state legislators from other states throughout the West call the 5 steps to freedom. I'd like to share those with you today. First, state legislators must nullify unconstitutional legislation. For instance, nationalized health care or cap and trade are not specific enumerated powers of the federal government and Congress. Therefore, state legislators can nullify such laws. The idea comes from Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, who first introduced it because they believed it was a natural right of the states in the checks and balances process. Step 2. We need to erect an impenetrable wall around the Second Amendment. That takes several forms. First, an extension of the castle doctrine. Wherever I stand, that's my castle. Number 2, oath-keeping. Sheriffs need to uphold their oaths to the Constitution of the United States and the several states. And number 3, a sheriff-first piece of legislation which allows sheriffs the process by which they can arrest and detain federal agents acting beyond their scope of authority. Number 3, we need to restore sound money. And what does that mean? We need to return to a gold and silver standard. Number 4, we need to secure our borders by making the state verify citizenship before issuing a driver's license, a business license, or any other formal source of state recognition. And number 5, wherever any of this legislation fails, the people need to introduce that by way of initiative. State sovereignty is the path back to freedom. At least, that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to Radio Free Readout, the voice of the American Readout.
Welcome back from the break. Once again, I'm Violette Sabo, filling in for John Jacob Schmidt, who's out of town right now. I hope I'm not messing things up too badly. I know John will be listening to the Podbean version tomorrow morning, and definitely checking the emails, so put in a good word for me. Really, we love getting feedback from you, the listeners. Let me know how I'm doing. Anyway, this is a Radio Free Readout Commo Check, a short broadcast to keep in touch with you. You're a loyal listening audience, so we want to be faithful in being there for you and broadcasting across the American Readout and beyond. Okay, I just wanted to talk about radiofreereadout.blogspot.com, our blog. First, if you don't already know it, we do have the domain name radiofreereadout.com. We haven't been able to work on that, but it is on the radar. We've received some pretty assertive suggestions from a few listeners about cutting ties with Google, and we agree. So we'll have a new email address soon, and we'll be working on getting the blog switched away from Google, the Blogspot website, and over to our own domain. But while we're still up and running, We do have some valuable resources we want you to know are available. These resources, we believe, are helpful in making you more self-sufficient. And also, the resources are there to promote the philosophies and ideals of many of us living in the American readout. First of all, there's a Stream Monster player. If we're broadcasting live, that'll start playing automatically. And if you're listening Sunday night, that's probably what you're listening to us on. Now, after each show, we upload it in the form of a podcast to the Podbean player. And that's at www.radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. So when we upload a show, we post it on the site right away, over there on the right, where it says Latest Broadcast. Now that'll appear in the podcast menu of the Podbean player on the right, on the blog, but you can go directly to the Podbean site by clicking on the icon that says Website on the Podbean player. And when you go there, don't forget to rate the show, 1 through 5 stars, and let us know what you think. Now since we're all strong proponents of self-preparedness, we've listed several sites that we strongly recommend, with Survival Blog right at the top of the list. Check those out when you get a chance. Another resource is for homeschoolers and private Christian schools. Now that falls under the Raise Up a Child category. That's its own standalone page that has a ton of resources for parents, including support groups and associations for homeschoolers, and a listing by state for locating private and Christian schools. The public school system is horrible and getting worse. Do not let your kids go into the public school system if you love them. Either don't have kids or get a second job or whatever you have to do, but get them out of the public school systems. Very important. And real quick, before I wrap up, I know there are a lot of ham radio operators out there. We have a listing on the right, about halfway down the blog, that lists the major organizations for amateur radio operators in the American readout states. That's important, but more importantly is the project we're working on to build a network of like-minded ham radio readouters. If you're a ham operator and you believe in the American readout concept, in the movement, we're working on building a network of amateur radio operators that can keep the American readout connected in case of a major collapse. A major collapse in America that many believe is imminent. So we really want to hear from you. We'd like your input and ideas, too. We're all in this together. Okay, I'm going to wrap up this week's combo check. Next week, John Jacob Schmidt will be back in the studio for a regular full-length broadcast, not just a combo check. And I believe he's covering the topic of obstacles to the American readout movement and how to overcome them. That should be interesting. Looking forward to hearing that. Now, just like John does every week, hopefully I do this right, right after the broadcast you just heard, we'll be broadcasting an episode of I Was a Communist for the FBI. And this week's episode is titled Violence Preferred. Those are fun to listen to. And as usual, right after that, I'll try to rebroadcast the show you just heard, and I'll try to get that uploaded to the Podbean player within a couple of hours. Thanks for listening, and I hope the Lord truly blesses you in your efforts to prepare for whatever we might be facing in America. And I hope you're blessed in your relocation efforts. If you're a like-minded, God-fearing patriot, you'll be welcomed with open arms. We look forward to having you join us. Please make sure to join us next week when John Jacob Schmidt will be back at the controls. Have a great week. I'm Violette Sabo, and you're listening to Radio Free Readout. God bless. Out.